everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Soriano. Hello, everyone. Did you have a great week? More importantly, did you make time to pray to Jesus? There is nothing more important than prayer, for it's through prayer that we build a meaningful relationship with Jesus. The more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes. And in time, we learn how to let go and let God, which is when we give Him all the troubles and challenges in our lives and let Him handle them. When we do, we find ourselves living a life of peace and contentment without worries, fears, or anxiety. I had no relationship with the Lord and very little faith for too many years. The reason was I didn't pray, and as a result, I had no relationship with Jesus. I am one of the lucky ones because in 2010, after a series of events that took place in my life, no doubt orchestrated by the Lord, I found Jesus. Today, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about the danger of gossip and how when we allow ourselves to talk badly about others or participate with those that do, we are not behaving as Christians should, and we are not pleasing the Lord. On today's show, I want to talk with you about clearing the clutter. Today, we all live busy lives, and it seems that the more we do, the more that still needs to get done. There's the deadline for the office, but while working on that project, there are three other assignments that need to be taken care of. We promised our spouse we would be able to pick them up at the airport, but we're running late because of all the errands that we need to get done first. I'm sure these types of scenarios sound familiar because most of us find situations when there isn't enough time to do everything we need to do. And when this happens, most of us are so engrossed with what we need to accomplish that we forget about the most important person in our lives, Jesus. When that happens, that's when we need to work on clearing the clutter. When we allow ourselves to become so preoccupied with our daily lives that we forget to pray, skip church, and not think about being Christian, we soon find ourselves heading down a path that will not only take us away from Jesus, but will lead us into the hands of the devil. When I say clearing the clutter, I mean we need to set our priorities straight and put the Lord first before all the other to-dos in our lives. We have a natural resistance to not do that because all we can think of is all the things we need to take care of. But when we put Jesus first, all the other things not only still get done, but without the hassles and craziness we tend to deal with when we are overwhelmed with things to do. In the Bible it says, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. This Bible verse makes it clear that when we give all that we need to do to Jesus and let Him lead, we have amazing strength to get everything done without any difficulty. Ever notice that when we're in a hurry driving somewhere, it seems like every traffic light we come upon changes to red? Well, try this next time. Seek out Jesus and let Him know that we need to get somewhere quickly and watch what happens. We have to believe in this truly, but when we do, suddenly instead of red, the lights are green. Why? Because we have cleared the clutter in our minds and let Jesus take over. Learning to put the Lord first before everything else in our lives is another step of living life as a Christian. As we talk more about clearing the clutter, each of us should take a look at our lives and ask ourselves honestly, do we think we are living the way Jesus wants us to? What I mean by that is simply this, where is Jesus in our lives? Do we pray every day at least once a day? Do we attend church regularly? Do we try to lead our lives as good Christians, following the laws and commands of our God? If we answered no to any of these questions, or we're not sure about the answer, then we need to start clearing the clutter. The Lord has to be our number one priority in our lives. And when He is not, we are not fulfilling our Christian responsibilities. And when that happens, there is no path for us to heaven when we die. In the Bible, it says, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." This Bible verse tells us that we must put the Lord first, and that when we do, everything else in our lives falls right into place. The first song I'm going to play today talks about the greatest gift God gave us, and that gift is love. Could any of us imagine what life would be like without being able to love someone or having others love us? Love is the greatest gift we could have ever been given by God. God loves all of us, and we as Christians must love our God. The song is called God Gave Us Love. In the verses, we hear that we have choice, and no matter what we choose to do, God still loves us. But when we follow His ways through His love, we are given a much happier life. Then we hear how great God's love is in the chorus. Please listen now to my song, God Gave Us Love.
We choose to live our lives with what we think is right. But no matter, we have God's love. He always knows what's best. Each of us, we are blessed, for He is there with His love. He loves each of us, truly believes in us. Love is His greatest gift of all. So divine, His love, so great is He. God gave His love, a love so real, a perfect love, so ideal. His love, so great. It's there, and in our hearts, He's everywhere. God is great, giving us His love. A loving God, our God is just, so devoted, He cares for us. Feel His presence, feel His love. Free from despair, love is His greatest gift of all. God gave us love, a love that's kind, a love so strong.
show
is love. God gave us love, a love that's kind, a love so strong and so divine. His love.
IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-589-8654. 800-589-8654.
Today's topic is clearing the clutter. It's so easy to feel the pressure when there is too much on our plate. When that happens, we often become overwhelmed, dwelling on all we have to get done and not enjoying our lives. Well, we have a choice, and it's an easy one. We can continue to go it alone, attempting to please everyone around us, getting tasks done, meeting deadlines, attending parties and events, and trying to convince ourselves that we are Superman and that things will eventually get better. Or we can hit the brakes, accept the fact that this is no way to live, and instead seek out Jesus. The Lord wants us to lead a happy life. Yes, we have free choice, and we can choose what we want in our lives. But when we give that job to Jesus and let Him lead, suddenly we find ourselves in a much better place. We do this through prayer. When we are overwhelmed, when there is just too much for us to handle, when we want to slow down, when we want to live an easier or simpler life, whatever we choose, give the request to Jesus through prayer. Seek Him out. Let Him know what is going on in our lives and ask Him to take over. Give Him all that we are dealing with and sit back and watch what happens. Suddenly, the crazy deadlines become easy to manage. The big problems we're facing now seem so much smaller, and the time that we felt we never had enough of is now letting us find opportunities to relax, take a vacation, or spend some quiet time reading a book. Why? Because we let Jesus take the lead, and when we do, all that we've been burdened with no longer exists. We do this through prayer. When we pray, open up to Jesus and tell Him exactly where we need His help and ask Him to take over. Don't just pray once on this. Pray on it and pray on it and really let Jesus know how serious we are about wanting Him to take charge. Be patient, but in time when it's right, Jesus will not only take over, but most likely bring us to places we never thought possible, giving us a life that we could have never imagined. Be sure when we pray to thank Jesus for all we have, and be sure to pray for others and ask Him to help those we know who are in need. So as we go through our week, think about how Jesus can improve our lives and seek those requests in prayer. Pray on it and pray on it. Then watch what happens. Understanding how to use prayer is another part of living life as a Christian. Continuing to talk about clearing the clutter is a simple way of saying we need to prioritize what's important in our lives. First should be our Lord, and second should be our spouse, our children, and our family. Finally, third should be everything else. But too often, many of us have our priorities wrong. The everything else, such as the job, the activities, and the me stuff, is first. Spouse, children, and family are second or third, and God is only there when we get around to it. No, that's no way to live. And those of us who do tend to be very unhappy, leading to all kinds of problems, such as addictions, divorce, and even suicide. We all have to work on clearing the clutter, putting our Lord first, spouse, children, family second, and everything else third. That's the only way we can lead a Christian life. The next song I'm going to play is a fun and upbeat worship song telling us how important music is and that music is a great way for us to praise our God. The song is called Give Music to the Lord. Singing and playing musical instruments are great ways to acknowledge our God. When we're in church or anywhere, we have a chance to participate in a hymn or a Christian song, the Lord wants to hear us sing or play our instrument, because when we do, we're thanking Him for the gift of music and letting Him know how much we love Him and adore Him. In the verses, we hear how great the gift of music is, and in the chorus, what it means when we sing to the Lord and give Him our worship and praise. Please listen now to my song, Give Music to the Lord.
Listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate Pentecost Sunday. In the gospel, Jesus appears to the apostles and says to them, "Peace be with you." He breathes on them and tells them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." This gospel introduces the Holy Spirit as Jesus instructs the apostles, now in his absence, to continue his legacy, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, they will be granted much wisdom and help when they need it. The psalmist, Psalm 104, "Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth." This psalm is telling us that God speaks, his spirit goes forth, and the earth is renewed. I used the ancient text when writing the music for this psalm. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 104, "Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth."
Send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. Dust from which they came, you send forth your spirit, and they are created, and you renew the face of the Lord. Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-589-8654. 800-589-8654.
Each week, we conclude with a special message from God's Corner. This is titled, The Dark Candle. A man had a little daughter and only a much beloved child. He lived only for her. She was his life. So when she became ill, and her illness resisted the efforts of the best attainable physicians, he became like a man possessed, moving heaven and earth to bring about her restoration to health. His best efforts proved fruitless, however, and the child died. The father was totally unreconcilable. He became a bitter recluse, shuttering himself away from his many friends, refusing every activity that might restore his poise and bring him back to his normal self. Then one night he had a dream. He was in heaven and witnessing a grand pageant of all the little child angels. They were marching in an apparently endless line past the great white throne. Every white-robed angelic tot carried a candle. He noticed, however, that one child's candle was not lit. Then he saw that the child with the dark candle was his own little girl. Rushing towards her, while the pageant faltered, he seized her in his arms, caressed her tenderly, and asked, "How is it that your candle is the only one not lit?" "Father," the little girl said, "they often relight it, but your tears always put it out again." Just then he awoke from his dream. The lesson was crystal clear, and its effects were immediate. From that hour on, he was no longer a recluse, but mingled freely and cheerfully with his former friends and associates. No longer would his little darling's candle be extinguished by his useless tears. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Show us the red road. Under-